Going heavy. Saturday, July 31st, 2021. And we're snatching. It's going to be a great day. And it's EMOM style. Every minute on the minute for 30 minutes, you're going to do one hang squat snatch. Last time we did this workout was on July 11th, 2020. This exact workout. Because we are prescribing when you receive the barbell below parallel in the hang squat snatch, that you do a 3-second pause at the bottom before you stand up. A 3-second pause is not 1, 2, 3. That's not 3 seconds. 1 1,000, 2 1,000, 3 1,000. Then you stand up. And doing that 3-second pause when you receive the barbell below parallel will help you really get solid in that receiving position. Make sure that you're not dancing the barbell all over the floor and just make you a more confident lifter. So the EMOM style of one hang squat and one hang squat snatch every 30 minutes. You warm up, you build up towards your working weight, start the clock, minute one, you do one snatch, stay down on the bottom for 3 seconds, you stand up, you drop the barbell. Let's say that takes you total 6 seconds, 3 seconds for the lift, whatever, you know, and 3 seconds to stay down there. You rest the remaining 54 seconds of that minute. Minute two comes, you do it again, rest the remaining time, minute three. So you're kind of set on a pace and has built-in rest, which is nice. If you're unfamiliar with warming up, choosing weights, things like that, be sure to watch or listen to Linchpin Conversations number 113, entitled How to Approach Heavy Days. All of that information is covered. We've got a video showing the hang squat snatch, aka the hang snatch. Super Fitness Robot loading for this would be 75% or higher of your one rep max hang squat snatch. More likely would be anywhere from 55% or higher. Scaled option. It's going to be for 20 minutes instead of 30, but if you felt good, you can go 30, right? I mean, you could do that. It's just more practice. But if you're new, 20 minutes might be just fine. Every minute for 20 minutes, one hang power snatch. So we're making the lift a bit, we're reducing the technical complexity a little bit. One hang power snatch, and then when you have the barbell overhead, you do one overhead squat. So one repetition is considered a hang power snatch, then you do an overhead squat. We've got a video showing the hang power snatch and the overhead squat, and obviously you can choose as light of a loading as you need, down to a broom handle or a PVC pipe or an empty barbell, to make it a good safe day for you and get better at the lift. The limited equipment crew. All they have is their dumbbells. Here's what they have. 4 rounds, not for time. 10 right arm dumbbell hang power snatches. Then 10 left arm dumbbell hang power snatches. That's done just with one dumbbell. A 50 pounder for the men or a 35 pounder for the women. Or whatever loading you choose, quite frankly. Then you pick up both dumbbells. Pair of 50s for the men, pair of 35s for the women. Again, or whatever loading you want. You do 12 dumbbell squats. Drop one of the dumbbells, 5 right arm dumbbell hang power snatches, then 5 left arm dumbbell hang power snatches. All of that I just said is one round. So you're going to do 4 rounds, not for time, and you will rest 2 minutes after each round. And fitness will be achieved. We've got a video showing the dumbbell hang power snatch and dumbbell squats. No equipment workout for the day. 3 rounds for time. 200 meter shuttle sprint. That's 50 out, 50 back. 50 out, 50 back. 10 standing broad jumps. Then another 200 meter shuttle sprint. And then 5 standing broad jumps. It'll be a good time. Accessory work for the day. The first part is an either or. So either SOTS press, 4 sets of 5 to 8 reps. We've got a video showing that. And as most people have found, it's demanding. An empty barbell is tough. So you might be using a broom handle or a PVC pipe or something challenging. But it will help develop a strong receiving position for snatches, help it with the overhead squats. So it's a great pressing movement. So you could do that or SLIPS training, which will also get you in some overhead strength. SLIPS, each letter stands for something. S is for scales, both front and back. L is L-sit, I is inversion, P is planks, and S is stretching. we've got videos showing all of those different movements. And basically what you do is you spend 15 to 20 minutes playing with all those different components. You may spend more time with some that you need a bit more work on, less time with ones that you excel on, or you could divvy it up evenly. And for the stretching, you could choose your own stretching or do what we have prescribed today. The other part of the optional accessory work is 50 to 75 medicine ball cleans performed in as few sets as possible. 20-pound ball for the men, 14 for women. Of course, we have a video showing that. And then we're ending the day with some cool down and stretching. 5 to 15 minutes casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the frog stretch for the lower body and the trap stretch with a lacrosse ball for the upper body. 1 to 2 minutes per side. Each one of those stretches has a video. Just like that, boom, July over. It's going to be starting in August, beginning on Monday, which is crazy to me. Tomorrow's a rest day. I'm certainly going to take it. I hope you'll do the same. Thanks for being a part of what makes Lynchpin so cool and so special. It's the people. And I will see you back here on Monday for more training.